someone is waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out with him, he calls to you, "Hey, will you be ready soon?" And you might answer, "I'll be with you."
I'll be with you.
When?
Huh?
When?
When you get ready. Just a minute.
If you know you're on the right road somewhere, but you aren't sure of the distance, you might ask somebody, "How?"
How far?
If you're pointing, if you want somebody to notice something as you're driving by, you might point out something nearby and say, "Hey!
Hey, look!"
You agree with a friend about something. He says, "I'm not going to do that." Or, "I'm not going to vote for that guy." What would you say?
How did that go?
No, you agree with a friend. Your friend says, "I'm not going to vote for that guy," and you agree with him. What would you say?
Well, I say I would not, or something like that.
You might say, "Neither am I," or "Me neither." Which one of those would you say?
Neither am I.
What's this part of your head called?
Forehead.
If you stumble over a box and bruise this part of your leg, what do you say? You bruised your...
Bruised my knee.
What's this part called?
That's your foot.
Okay, what are both of them called?
Feet.
And this part of your body?
That's the leg bone. Ain't it?
Yes, sir. Surely is. What's the back part of your thighs called?
Thighs.
Yeah, the back part of here.
Hams.
If you squat down, you know, like reptile squats down, what do you say he's squatting on his what?
Oh, my leg.
When you use the word "common" about a person, what does it mean? If you say that girl is common, what would that mean?
I think she's all right. What did you think?
That'd be okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite...
Yeah.
Still quite what? Like you. You're old, but you still get about pretty good, so we might say you're still quite...
Yeah, still quite.
Quite what?
Huh?
Quite what?
Quite active, I guess.
If you don't like it in the dark, and you know you tremble, you might say, "I'm a..."